Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 3, verse 17. The wisdom from above is first of all pure. It's also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. I wonder what sort of person you would most like to be. I suspect many of us would love to look something like James's description here of a wise person. He has spent the last few verses talking about those destructive attitudes, which can so easily ruin a life: jealousy, selfish ambition, boasting and lying. One senses that he's speaking from personal experience, that he's witnessed the pain and suffering that flow from people whose lives are dominated by selfishness. But it doesn't have to be that way. If we allow God's wisdom to shape our lives, everything can look very different, for his wisdom is pure, without anything to spoil it. James was clearly concerned about the false teachers who were continually stirring up disputes and tension. Wise people are quite different. They love peace. They spend their time promoting it because they know it's the only environment in which people can grow. While there is aggravation and unhappiness, people become wearied and discouraged. A wise person knows that making peace demands hard work, but it's always worth the effort. Gentleness is another crucial quality. Strong-arm tactics never achieve peace and blessing. Gentleness is what we see in the life of Jesus. It doesn't mean we're weak, but that we're prepared to use our strength in a loving and thoughtful way. When we live with that kind of gentleness, we're willing to yield to others. We won't always insist on our own way, and we'll gladly listen to other points of view, adjusting our thinking accordingly. In this verse, James is really giving his version of the fruits of the Spirit, which we read about in Paul's letter to the Galatians. The truth is that all these beautiful qualities live together. If you know God's peace, it will lead to patience, faithfulness, gentleness, mercy, and sincerity. They are the fruit which naturally grows in us when the Holy Spirit takes control, and they're as vital today as when James wrote his letter. Let me ask you a question. What do you think are the key qualities of a wise person? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we invite you to fill us with your Holy Spirit so that your fruit will increasingly grow in our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.